It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Christina Pay with the USU Extension, and we have got another round of diabetic cooking classes coming up. They're starting on January 22nd. They'll run through February 5th. This is a great class if you're struggling with type 2 diabetes, like a lot of people are. It seems to be one of those things that's going on, not only in our area, but throughout the country. And, you know, you get a lot of great cooking ideas. You get shown how to cook and prepare different meals. It's a lot of great information that comes at you. So we're going to talk a little more about that in depth with her and let you know how you can be a part of it if you want to. Christina, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So these diabetic cooking classes, you said, have really kind of taken off.
They have
people that have taken them once and keep coming back and again and again, right?
We do have return people, and they bring people with them, friends and family who also have type 2 diabetes or are pre-diabetic and want to learn how to eat correctly.
So let's talk about that part of it, because as I said, it seems to be a real epidemic or problem in our not only our area but in the United States is diabetes. And we were just talking off the air, I'm type 2, and the thing about it is it's strange how it seems like every time I go to the doctor, it's like, well, let's try this now. This one's not working. Let's try this, or let's try this. When you could actually, if you can find a diet that works for you and kind of change your mindset and your way of cooking, you can really do a lot of this on your own at home, right?
You could. I mean, the simplest way to tackle the type 2 diabetes is through your diet. If you can learn how and find, like you said, a menu or a diet that works for you, that's the easiest option, diet and exercise. For some reason, we find that difficult.
Well, and I'll be totally honest with you, and you know this, we've had this conversation before. Most diets don't work for me because I'm not a vegetable guy. I'm just not. Yeah. My wife and my daughters love them, but I'm just not a vegetable guy.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the beauty of this. It's not a diet. It's a change in lifestyle. And I know vegetables are tough for some people. Vegetables are hard for me. But there's ways you can disguise them. And there's also, you know, other ways of getting around that so that you can adapt the meals that you prepare to what you like. I think the biggest thing with this class that I want to get out there is that, yes, you can. Yes, you can eat. Yes, you can eat normal food. Yes, you can eat regular food. We just kind of teach you how to do it to cater to your diabetes so that you're not getting too many carbs and you're not getting too much sugar and hopefully balancing out what you're eating so that it's in a healthy way.
Well, let's start off this way. If someone signs up for this class, what kind of tools and what kind of things are they going to get and are they going to learn in the class? What are we going to be doing?
Sure, absolutely. First, and probably foremost, I'll start with a little background. A lot of people, when they're diagnosed, are sent to a diabetic educator or a registered dietitian to explain to them how to eat. They get bombarded with so much information that they walk away from that visit confused and have no idea where to start. And so they just go back to their old habits. In this particular class, we will teach you, again, remind you of what you learned from your diabetic educator as far as basic diabetes education. But we will also be doing hands-on preparation of meals that you can eat and prepare at home so that you have things that you like to eat, and to show you also that you can cook this way. It's not tough. It's not hard. And so that's probably the two basic things. We'll give you basic diabetic education, but we're also going to let you prepare a meal and eat it while you're with us so that you can see that those things are good.
Well, and that's the one thing that I used to always say is, look, the class is $10.
Correct.
Okay. It is a very cheap date night, guys.
It is.
Honestly. You can go out, hang out with your wife. You learn how to cook. You cook something, and you're each going to get something to eat there that you have created. And it's great. There are some other great things that are going to come along with that $10 fee as well. What else have you got for them?
They'll get a diabetic cookbook with recipes that I like to say that sometimes the recipes kind of are out there. These are very good recipes that most people will enjoy. They're not going to be so fancy or so icky that you won't eat them. These are actually good things like chicken enchiladas or, you know, things like that. Just basic food that we will show you how to prepare in maybe a little bit different way so that they're healthy. You'll also have a chance to win prizes, door prizes, and swag.
And that's what I was going to say. $10, the cookbook is worth $10 alone because my wife and I took this class, and we have the cookbook at home now. And you can go in, and yeah, like you said, they're not anything that's like completely off the wall. These are recipes that you would make all the time, and it's just telling you how to make them and make them healthier.
Yes, correct.
That's the great thing about this cookbook. So if anyone is interested, what do they need to do to register?
They can go to on Eventbrite and just look for USU Extension Carbon County Diabetes Cook Along. Or if you don't have access to Eventbrite, then you can call our office at 636-3233. And we can register you over the phone.
All right. So once again, this is going to go on starting January 22nd, run through February 5th. It'll be in the classroom there at the Extension office.
It will.
And if you've got any questions, you can give them a call, 636-3233. Diabetic cooking class starting up once again. It's a great class. Lots of great information comes out of it. So if you're interested, give them a call down there or hop on Eventbrite and sign up for the class. Christina, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us this morning and talking about it. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.